Counterflow More Happy Talk, written by Steve Intune, and by an automated voice. Fact. Inside our industry, it's no secret that net zero or anything like it is going to be incredibly expensive if you want to keep the lights on. There are the global challenges I've written about, one with the UN highlighting the most recent shortfalls. Two, there's our national picture, where past attempts to make net zero look easy have been discredited. Three, and we've had rosy state modeling that, as I've pointed out before, would leave California without any electricity for big parts of winter months. Four, ditto for Germany. 5. The most recent reality checks come from David Rapson and James Bushnell. 6, and from The Economist. 7, the case mounts for a Plan B. 8. Fantasy. Meanwhile, there remains a fantasy that net zero is feasible and affordable because it must be. Thus, Hurricane Ian brought not only mass destruction and suffering, but also predictable attempts to find a silver lining for a net zero future. CNN, 60 Minutes, Newsweek, Yahoo, Fortune, Slate, The Atlantic, MSN, Time, The Hill, Axios, RMI, and many others, even The New York Post, ran gushing stories about the Babcock Ranch Plan community in southwest Florida, claiming that the lights stayed on during the hurricane because of solar panels and battery storage. 9 sample headlines. This 100% solar community endured Hurricane Ian with no loss of power and minimal damage. 10. The USS first solar-powered town kept its electricity and water running during Hurricane Ian and became a model for how to adapt to climate change. 11. Babcock Ranch, solar-powered hurricane-proof town takes direct hit from Hurricane Ian, never loses electricity. 12. Solar-powered town in Florida kept lights on during Hurricane Ian. 13. One wee problem, ain't so. Babcock Ranch saw its last sunlight around 3 p.m. on September 26 as Hurricane Ian covered southwest Florida. From then on, there was negligible sunlight for the solar panels to provide power to homes or to recharge the battery, until 9 a.m. on September 29. 14 total time without sunlight, 66 hours. After loss of sunlight, the 10-megawatt/40-megawatt-hours battery 15 could have powered 10,000 homes per 4 hours at average electric home usage of 1 kilowatt-hour, 16 leaving about 62 hours without anyone getting any power from the solar/battery system at Babcock Ranch. 17. So how did the lights stay on? The same way they stayed on wherever distribution lines 18 weren't taken out by Ian, fossil fuel and nuclear generation, nothing to do with solar generation and battery storage. To summarize, the solar/battery system could have supplied power to some homes for 4 hours during Ian, while fossil fuel and nuclear generation supplied power for about 62 hours. One news organization got it right. One news organization got the story right by interviewing the CEO of the company developing Babcock Ranch. Ironically, it's not even a U.S. news organization, but Canadian.19 in an interview this CEO honestly says, "We're the first solar power town in America. We have 150 megawatts, that's 700,000 panels on about 340 hectares. Now that's all fine and good, but when a storm comes in like Ian did, and carries cloud coverage for a long period of time, you can no longer depend on that solar energy. So we then had to draw from the main utility." What a concept, interviewing someone who actually knows something. But for major U.S. media, it's the happy talk that matters. Columnist Steve Intune, principal of Energy Council LLP, and a former president of the Energy Bar Association, has been practicing energy law for more than 30 years. 1https://energycouncil.com/wp-content/upload/2022/05/ We are going to need a Plan B RTO Insider 51022. PDF. 2https://wedox.unep.org/bitstream/handle/20.500.118.2/EGR2022_SN.PDF ?sequence=8. 3https://www.energycouncil.com/docs/qmorepixiedust.pdf https://www.energycouncil.com/docs/qthepixiedust.pdf https://www.energycouncil.com/docs/grid-batteries-cool-aid once more with feeling RTO Insider 12517.pdf https://www.energycouncil.com/docs/alternative-facts and globalwarming.pdf 4https://www.energycouncil.com/docs/no-carb-california.pdf 5https://www.energycouncil.com/docs/german-la-la-land.pdf 6 https://haas.berkeley.edu/wp-content/uploads/wp332.pdf 7 https://www.economist.com/leaders/2022/11/03/the-world-is-missing-its-lofty-climate-targets-time-for-some-realism 8 Please see my column referenced in footnote 1. 9 In addition to headlines below that are individually cited, please see https://www.newsweek.com/Babcock Ranch Hurricane Ian Florida Future Town Planning 172747 https://www.yahoo.com/video/Babcock Ranch Weathered Hurricane Ian 210536177.html https://slate.com/technology/2022/10/Hurricane Ian Renewable Energy Florida Babcock Ranch Solar.html https://www.theatlantic.com/ideas/archive/2022/10/Hurricane Ian Florida Real Estate/671629/ https://www.msn.com/annios/news/us/America's-first-solar-powered-town-was-a-hurricane-success-story as millions of other Floridians lost power see inside Babcock Ranch slash RAA12ABS question mark Lee equals Mika 1. https://time.com/6225970/climateprooftownsextremeweather/ https://thehill.com/changingamerica/sustainability/infrastructure/3685296 solar powered community kept the lights on during Hurricane Ian/ https://www.oxios.com/2022/10/11/Hurricane Ian solar power off grid https://rmi.org/our lights stayed on during Hurricane Ian/ https://www.cbsnews.com/news/Hurricane Ian Florida Solar Power Babcock Ranch/ https://www.entrepreneur.com/science-technology/a-solar-powered-Florida-town-withstands-Hurricane-Ian/43675-0 https://www.businessinsider.com/Hurricane Ian Solar Powered Florida Town Didn't Lose Power Babcock Ranch 2022-10 10 https://www.cnn.com/2022/10/02/US/Solar Babcock Ranch Florida Hurricane Ian Climate 11 https://fortune.com/2022/10/05/Babcock Ranch Florida Solar Hurricane Ian Flood Insurance/ 12 https://www.cbsnews.com/news/Babcock Ranch Solar Power Hurricane Ian 60 minutes 2022-10/09/ 13 https://nipost.com/2022/10/17/Solar Powered Town in Florida Kept Lights on During Hurricane Ian/ 14 To confirm this, please go to www.wonderground.com and search location Fulpunta 222. Under Weather History, enter a day, click View, and then scroll down to Solar Radiation Data. The data at this location are confirmed by other nearby stations, Fulpunta 361 and Flabelle 37. 15 https://www.utilitydive.com/news/FPL adds 40 MWH battery to solar array claiming largest combined system/518959/ 16 According to Energy Information Administration data, average home electric usage in Florida is 1,142 kWh/month. https://neo.ni.gov/program/stats/pdf/145_residential.pdf Excluding space heating/cooling because temperatures during Ian were 70 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit, leaves 731 kWh/month or 1 kWh. Average home usage of 1 kWh for 10,000 homes aggregates to 10 MWh, thus draining a 40 MWh battery in 4 hours. 17 The solar/battery project is reported to power many more homes than in Babcock Ranch proper. If the project had been limited to supplying just Babcock Ranch's 2,000 existing homes, the battery could have lasted 20 hours, with fossil fuel and nuclear generation supplying the remaining 46 hours. 18 Power can also be taken out by loss of transmission lines, but there was reportedly no loss of transmission lines from the hurricane. RTO Insider, November 1, 2022, page 3. https://www.cbc.ca/news/canada/nova-scotia/babcock-ranch-florida-climate-change-storm-resiliency-solar-power-1.661533-2